AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Snowflakes flew in Washington, D.C. tonight, but the main event won't arrive until Friday evening.
Certainly appears to be it's going to be a major one, rivaling some of the bigger storms we've seen. I would say it has potential to be certainly record-setting.
Bruce Sullivan, the lead forecaster at the National Weather Service, says high winds could also produce blizzard conditions.
A combination of very heavy snow and wind and very high winds, and that's likely to produce some blizzard conditions across parts of the Mid-Atlantic region, especially across like the Washington, Baltimore area.
Accumulations could total a foot or more, but Jeannie Mancini, president of the March for Life, says the weather is not going to stop the annual rally in Washington.
We've never not marched, and we will march this year, snow or no snow.
Hundreds of thousands of high school students will sit down this weekend for those dreaded SAT tests.
It's the last gasp for that well-known and oft-dreaded four-hour reading, writing, and math test. Come March, a revamped version of the SAT will be given to college-bound students. The College Board says the new SAT will focus more on what students are learning in the classroom and analysis, and the essay will be optional. More than 350,000 students registered to take this weekend's test, a nearly 10% increase over last year. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Faced again with a massive sick-out by teachers, the Detroit School District filed a lawsuit today to stop absences that have kept thousands of students at home and left their parents scrambling for child care. The latest sick-out shuttered more than 85 of the district's struggling 100 schools and was timed to coincide with a visit to the Motor City by President Obama. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says he understands why emotions are running high over toxic tap water in Flint, Michigan.
The president says he knows what he'd be thinking if his family lived in Flint.
I would be beside myself that my kids' health could be at risk.
Speaking to workers at a Detroit union hall, Obama noted he's authorized federal help for Flint and met with Mayor Karen Weaver.
I told her that we are going to have her back and all the people of Flint's back.
Still, Obama's also taken flack for not approving a disaster declaration. That would have freed up tens of millions more federal dollars, but he ruled it's for things like floods or fires, not lead in the water. Mark Smith at the White House.
The mayor is not going to call for the governor's resignation.
One of the things I have decided to do with my energy and with my time is let the investigation show us who knew what when, because I've got to focus my energy on making sure the people of the city of Flint get the resources that they need.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.